We all heard the reaction to LeBron James, his departure from Cleveland. We heard that reaction in particular from the owner of the Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert. Well, in Toronto, it may not have gone all the way to the owner, but it definitely went to the general manager. That would be Brian Colangelo, the Raptors GM, said what a lot of people seem to have been thinking, but just had not verbalized. And that is that essentially, late last year, Chris Bosh sort of mailed it in. That's a somewhat polite way of saying he quit on the team.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of that had to go around an injury. He said it was an MRI took. Despite limited swelling and any excessive damage on an MRI, he felt like he needed to sit for six more games. He said, I'm not questioning the injury. I'm telling you he was cleared to play, subject to tolerance on his part, and the tolerance just apparently wasn't there, and he chose not to play.
Well, this was a guy approaching the one big payday he seemed to be guaranteed to have in his life, and the one good way to make sure you didn't get it was to get yourself seriously hurt. So, I mean, take that for what it's worth. I'll say this, and I've tried to bring this up with Bosch when he was here. Chris Bosch, some of you may remember, co-hosted with me on the week before free agency started, the day of the NBA draft. And I tried to get into the situation with Toronto with him, bigger picture, and he just didn't want to go there. At the time, he didn't want to acknowledge that he had made up his mind he was leaving Toronto, and I understand that. And he had his mind on other things, and I understand that too. But at some point, I really think the league is going to have to look itself in the mirror and ask itself the question, do we really want to be in Toronto? I look how many star players have left Toronto in their prime.
Yeah.
They don't want to be there. Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, Chris Bosh. Now, maybe none of them have gone on to what was expected of them after they left there for one reason or another, but these are franchise-type players.
They were going to try to get out of there and get somewhere else.
And when you look at the situation, as close as it seems and is, it is still another nation. You're dealing with another currency. You're dealing with all kinds of other tax ramifications. I don't think that any star player in the NBA wants to go to Toronto.
I agree.
And I think you have you almost have a non-competitive situation there. And I wonder if the league has to look at itself and say, are we really benefiting that much by having a franchise in Canada? You know, should we consider? They moved out of Vancouver already.
Yeah.
Do we need to consider moving a team out of Toronto? I just don't know you're ever going to get anyone to go there.
I'm with you. I don't think you're not going to get superstars to go there because they're every superstar and they're going to. Again, a lot of it is because money is a lot of times a non-factor. You know, if the CBA stays anywhere close to what it is and teams basically there's only so much you can offer a guy, then what's the incentive? What's going to be the incentive? Unless they can, you know, pay so much more than everybody else, what's going to be the incentive to play there?
Yeah, and please don't get me wrong. I love Toronto.
Oh, I do too.
It's a beautiful city.
It's
a fabulous city. And frankly, Vancouver is just as nice, if not nicer.
I agree.
But that doesn't mean that people, that American people want to, American athletes want to go live in another country, play in another country for whatever, however minute or comparatively small the cultural differences are, they're real. But more than that, I think the financial ramifications. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Bosh wanted to become a star. You're not going to become a star in the NBA in the United States playing for Toronto. You're just not. It's going to be limited. Now, I know that when he first got there, Vince Carter became a star.
Right.
The whole, you know, what was it, half man, half amazing thing. All of that stuff happened when Vince Carter was in Toronto. But he still didn't get anywhere near the kind of juice that he would have gotten if he'd been playing, I think, in almost any American market.
And I think Brian Colangelo, to go on, I think questions whether Bosch is the centerpiece to a team. He said, we tried in vain to put pieces around Chris, different pieces, different styles. It didn't work out. No matter what type of player we brought in, it didn't seem to have the right mix with him as the centerpiece.
Well, so that's the point, is that maybe in this case you give Bosch credit. He self-evaluated and said, I'm not going to be the best player on a championship team. I got to go play with one of these superstars, because he goes from being maybe not quite good enough to be a centerpiece to being the best number three player in the league by far. I mean, name me a team that has a third best player that's as good as he is.
Yeah.
You know, is he as good as everybody's second best player? Maybe, maybe not. He's probably in the discussion. But on his own team, he's the third best player.
So let's go to the other question here. Let's go to the athletic side, and can't believe I'm going to ask you an athletic question. He's cleared to play. He is cleared to play. They say structurally you're fine. It's up to your tolerance of pain. And you sit. Is that right or wrong?
Oh, it's totally wrong if he can play. 100% wrong. The question is, now you're really challenging his integrity. You're really saying, well, he decided I could play, but I'm not going to. That's a flat-out attack on
his
integrity.
I guess I equate it to you saying of Tom Brady, You know, Tom Brady, he's going to make $3.5 million this year and has a chance to have 4.